Well, after 4 months of being separated from each other, today marks our last Sunday apart. Next Sunday at 9:30 a.m., all of us who can safely do so will gather again at 105 East Tougaloo Street to worship our Lord and rejoice together in His great salvation. It's going to be so good to see each other, even if we're covered with masks and needing to stand apart. We're going to ask that you do wear a mask, and if you don't have one, we'll have some available at the door. As you enter the sanctuary, you're going to see spaced markings on the pews. Select a spot that will be your permanent place, and on the next Sunday, you're going to find your name written there on a name tag. One thing we need to realize, we will have very different attitudes and feelings as we come back together. Some of you will think all the precautions we're taking are over the top and unnecessary, and others are going to be wary of anyone who isn't following the protocols to the T. It will be tempting for both sides to point fingers or to be intolerant with each other, but God is giving us an opportunity to show that we're different from the world around us. To show how His love and the Spirit's working in our hearts can unite us. And so think of Paul's words in Romans 14 as a guide. He writes there, "Let us not pass judgment on one another, but rather decide never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother. So then let us pursue what makes for peace and mutual upbuilding." You may feel wearing a mask is totally ridiculous, but you wear it gladly for your brother's sake. You might feel upset because you see someone not wearing a mask, but you don't allow it to cause you resentment. You may think there's no need to social distance, but you do it because you realize there are people there who are barely able to be present because they know themselves or their spouse to be so vulnerable. In short, we all follow the guidelines, and in this way, we're showing our love for one another and expressing our unity as a church. Your willingness to joyfully do something you believe unnecessary is going to allow someone in that church to still be present the following Sunday and to be able to drink again from the well of salvation. As leaders, we're going to be watching, and if we see things that aren't right, we'll be addressing those things for the sake of Christ and the church. Things are going to be fragile as we begin, and we all want to work together to come with submissive and willing hearts. I do want you to know that though I will wear a mask as a pastor, I'm planning to go mask-free just while I preach for obvious reasons. I'll be quite a distance from anyone. We're trying to keep about 25 feet away from me and the first people in the pews. So I'm hoping that this won't even be an issue. Yet I want to let you know ahead of time, and if that concerns you or would keep you from attending, please let me or an elder know so that we can consider other options. Finally, in Psalm 122, we read, "I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.'" Next Sunday is going to be a glad and joyful time of reunion. We are the house of the Lord. We are His temple. Please pray that He will inhabit our praises in a most wonderful way, that He will reunite us in love and protect us in His mercy. He has some purpose for our church in all this. Let us be renewed and recommitted to His calling and continue to follow Him with confidence and joy. And now let us join our hearts together this one last Sunday online to worship our Lord.